There's a good one for you.
This is a story of the great
Pink Panther.
Now, one day, the Pink Panther decided to mosey on into town.
He kicked the dust as he made his way across
town.
And the people were screaming,
Pink Panther! Pink Panther!
Why, there hadn't been that much excitement in town since
Faithful John
went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat
in 1703
with
Chief Crazy Coyote.
And then, with a great swoosh,
the Pink Panther
jumped up in the air.
And the people were screaming,
Pink Panther! Pink Panther!
And then
he said,
don't be silly.
We all know
he couldn't talk. He walked around the goats and lambs and crates of pigeons that were always there.
You know,
after he became a Christian,
the Pink Panther
was so riddled with
strange talking animals
and
pretty young girls
that he was a walking catalog of
nonsense.
But he didn't stop to worry about that now. He was too busy thinking about strawberry jam.
And then, at last,
it was dark.
The stars came out.
Later that night at the Opera House, a hush fell over the crowd when suddenly the Pink Panther decided
that he loves everybody.
And then he went to a nudist colony
with the Loch Ness Monster.
Let's call him Jonathan.
And if you'll permit me, I would like to tell you about
Jonathan. He lived wrapped in a cloak, sitting on a horse in Jerusalem.
Anyway,
so it was that
Pink Panther
and
Jonathan
gave aid to a poor boy and saved him from a beating by a drunken beggar.
And the people were screaming,
Pink Panther! Pink Panther!
And then Jonathan went home. And then
the Pink Panther
went home. This was the greatest adventure of his life. But it was a secret. 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 Secret.